Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So for the first time in a very long time, I'm starting a podcast out on a topic, and I don't know exactly where I'm going to take it, but it is something that I have once again experienced, and I thought that maybe I might be able to share at least a little wisdom with all of you. I'm hoping that this does turn out to be a full recorded podcast and that I'm really able to teach you something with this. But what I want to do is I want to talk to you all about negativity. And the problem with negativity is that it really is a content destroyer. And what's worse is, because of human nature, it's incredibly easy to get sucked into the traps of negativity and allow it to really take over not just our content, but our entire lives. So what I have been actively doing for quite some time is coming up with ways to deal with this negativity, not just on my part, but on the part of others. And it really is tricky, right? It really is tough to ignore it. It's tough to not let it in. By nature, human beings are complainers, which is something that we absolutely want to let go of if we're going to be successful. Complainers are not successful. As a matter of fact, I want to make a point right now. If you are a complainer, there are only two people in the world who are going to be willing to keep you company. One is other complainers, and two are the parent, friend, family member, spouse, whatever the case may be, that secretly wants to see you stay exactly where you are. Which usually means that they're going to be a complainer right with you. So there are so many strategies to dealing with negativity that it's tough to tell you exactly where to begin. But in the terms of content creation, I'm going to share a few tips, a few secrets. Some of these have been shared quite openly across social media. Some have been a little bit more secretive, not by design, but it's simply things that people don't talk about enough. So let's begin with one of the biggest sources of negativity in everybody's life, whether you are a content creator or otherwise. And that is social media. Social media has become the necessary evil of the content creator. And it's really difficult at times because it can be a place of amazing, uplifting content, and it can be a place of the worst of the worst. And I mean that. And if you want to see some of the worst and the best that humanity has to offer, spend a little time in what is called streamer Twitter. Get yourself in some streamer circles, because people post some absolutely amazing, life-changing things, and some people post some of the absolute worst bullshit you have ever seen in your lifetime. And sometimes it feels like there's no in-between there. It's either really, really good for you or really, really bad for you. But seeing as it's something that we need to deal with on a daily basis, especially if we want to be successful in content creation, what do we do? How do you handle it? Here is a tip that has been discussed across social media time and time again. And just in case you haven't heard it yet, let me let you in on this one. Do not, I repeat, do not make social media the very first thing you do every day. So many people get up, brush their teeth, grab that first cup of coffee, and the first thing they do is open their fucking phone. That is the first thing they do. And by the way, that is exactly the wrong thing to do. Your entire day can be based on the first things you see in the morning, the first things you think in the morning. So you know what you should actually do first? Meditate. That is actually the first thing you should do, is meditate. Now, when I say meditate, I don't mean that you actually have to sit there with your legs crossed and the back of your hands on your knees with your middle finger touching your thumb and going, ooh, you don't have to do any of that craziness. Okay. That's not something that has to happen here. Meditation means thinking positive thoughts, and you can be doing anything along with that because your brain is constantly racing all day. You are actually meditating all day, whether you realize it or not. So give yourself some time to think about positivity. Think about something really exciting that's coming up in your life. Think about maybe something bad that you just got through and you can be proud of yourself for that. Think about what your next goals are. Think about what your next project is, but take the time to do it. And you can do it while exercising. You can do it while you're in the shower. But please, whatever you do, don't make social media the very first thing that you feed your mind in the morning, because you never know what you're going to see. If you open up your phone and you find all kinds of positivity, well, then great, you're good to go. But odds are, because social media is what it is, that you're going to deal with some level of negativity. And again, that is not the first thing you want to feed yourself. Take some time for some positive meditation in one form or another. Personally, family, I do it now while I'm doing my exercise. And if it's just too cold out or I'm not going to exercise that day, I make a point of showering very first thing and I meditate when I'm in the shower. You don't have to necessarily take dedicated time for meditation. I know people, and I've done this myself as well, by the way, who listen to music just for the simple enjoyment of the music and think positive thoughts. That is an absolutely great technique, by the way, family, because music has been proven to slow your brain waves down. What a great time to be telling your mind about all of the positive things you want to do and you want to accomplish. But again, please, do not make social media the first thing you do. Beyond that, and this is something that people forget all the time, you have more control over your social media than you realize. However, it takes time and patience to train the algorithm exactly what you're looking for. It's very difficult, given human nature, to say to somebody, if you see something negative on social media, don't click it. Don't feed into it, because when you start clicking on it, feeding into it, responding it, retweeting it, whatever it is you want to do with that post, you're adding relevancy to the post, which is going to boost the post to others. But you're also teaching the algorithm that that's the kind of content you want to consume. So if you see something negative like that, just keep right on scrolling. If you notice that somebody in particular keeps feeding you with more and more negative content, like we all have that person on our timeline, right? That's constantly posting crap, for lack of a better way to put it. Maybe it's time to unfollow them. You don't have to take them completely out of your life. You don't have to block them and all that craziness. Just teach your algorithm a little something new and unfollow them, because that is a key factor when the algorithm looks at the kind of content you want to consume. Oh, they don't like what that person posts and shares. All right, we'll try to keep that off of there. Because remember, what the algorithm is trying to do is the algorithm is trying to keep you on the platform as much as possible so they can advertise to you and make money. So if you consume a lot of positive content, if every time you see a really nice positive post, you like it, respond to it, and maybe even retweet it if it's something that you feel really touches you deeply, then perfect. You are going to teach the algorithm that that's what you want to see. If I was to hand you my phone right now and show you my Twitter timeline, you are going to see three things. You're going to see a lot of positivity, not from me, from the people that I follow and people I interact with. You are going to see a lot of love and sentiment, and you're going to see a lot of comedy and wackiness. And that's all because of the content that I consume. Never mind the content I produce. That's a whole other story, and we'll get to that in a second. I'm talking about the kind of content, again, that you look at, you interact with especially, and even taking it a step further, you retweet or retweet with a comment. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Everything you share, everything you do, you are teaching the algorithm something new. Never mind what you are actually showing the world that you're into, which is also very important, by the way. Now, if you want to take that even a step further and you are looking to build on said platform, then start putting that positive kind of content out there yourself. Even if it's something as simple as a good morning, everybody, just wanted to stop in and let you know I love you and thank you for being a part of my life. You would be amazed how far that goes. And right now, here's a little growth tip, by the way, family. If you are looking to grow, the world is craving positivity right now. I know it seems like they feed on negativity and the world feeds on negativity with everything that's going on. Please, again, hear me. The world is looking for that positivity and they are looking for that positive vibe because it is so hard to come by, especially right now. Another piece to positivity and staying positive and using it as a tool to help you grow is to not become a complainer yourself. Remember what I said right at the beginning of the podcast, talking about who complainers are and who hangs out with them and what's going on and how nobody really cares when you complain? Well, then don't do that. Try to take any situation that provokes a negative emotion and try to turn it into something super positive. And I'm going to give you a direct personal example. Something that I discovered when I started to grow is that I was actually becoming more jealous more easily than I used to be over other content creators and what they were doing. Now, that is something that can lead you down a very, very, very dark path. You can lose friends over it. You can lose viewers and community members over it. You really, really, and I cannot stress this enough, family, you really need to keep that in check. Do not become a complainer. Do not start complaining about other creators because they have something that you want. Instead, look at what they have that you don't and figure out how you can bring that back to your content. Better yet, if they have something that you really like, take the time to reach out to them and ask them how they do it. Hey, I saw this really cool thing on your stream. I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind, would you mind telling me like what equipment you use to obtain that? Or are you using a software package or... And granted, not everybody's going to respond to you. Not everybody's going to have the time to respond to you. But make the effort yourself. Control your own actions. Instead of, again, letting something like that affect you negatively, look at it in the right light and say, okay, they're doing something and being successful in a way that I cannot. What can I do to emulate that or bring it into my content and give it my own personal twist or flavor that my community is going to love and maybe it's going to help me grow further? What are they doing in other areas that are helping them grow where I want to grow to? Again, I want to stress it, family. Negative emotions are real. Negative emotions are unavoidable and negative emotions are just straight up going to happen. The key is not whether or not you have negative emotions. The key is what you do with those emotions and how you turn that into a learning tool for yourself. Now, there is one more big one here that I want to cover. And please understand, family, that I'm not going to be able to cover every aspect of negativity or how to avoid it. I'm trying to hit the big ones, the ones where I see the most creators really step at it. And the final really big one that I want to talk about when it comes to content creation is avoiding naysayers. Every single time I see someone that is extremely successful share their secrets, one of the biggest secrets they share, and I hear it over and over and over again, is they ignored the naysayers. They ignored the people that tried to bring them down, the people that criticized them, the people that would actually intentionally attack them. They just magically somehow ignored them and let it go. Where does this magic of being able to ignore a negative person come from? It's because they have figured something out that many others have not. And that little secret is that negative people and negative ideals become irrelevant over time. And the more it is ignored, the faster it goes away. Especially in a world that is run by social media algorithms. If it is ignored, the algorithm lends no relevancy to it whatsoever. And it is a beautiful thing. There are things that I've seen blow up on Twitter that are gone the next day. You'll look at it and you're like, oh my God, the world is ending for that person. And the very next day, nothing. It's yesterday's news. Nobody cares. There's some other drama or some other negativity that everybody has moved on to. So my point here is, if you are under attack and it is not justified, try ignoring it first and letting it go, as hard as it is going to be for you to do it. Ignore it. If you want to be successful in this space and you are not willing to put up with that, or you are not willing to take it across the chin from somebody that's going to criticize you and criticize the things that you do, I am sorry, family, you are trying to make it in the wrong space. People are going to always be out there that either simply don't like what you're doing, or they're going to attack you out of jealousy, or there are 100 other scenarios that could come up that are going to cause people to say something negative about you. Are you going to allow yourself to feed into that negativity? Or are you going to stand tall and keep pushing forward on the things that you are doing and look at the people that are saying these other things and go, hey, look, you do whatever the fuck you want. I'm going to be over here actually building something and being successful with it. So please, you say anything you want over there and wallow in your mediocrity. Because in reality, family, that is exactly what they are doing. They're wallowing. They're wallowing in their own misery, just like a pig wallows in the mud. And there's no better analogy, by the way, for that. Let them wallow. Let them do their thing. I can guarantee you that they are not going to be successful while you will continue to learn and grow and move forward. Everyone, thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast, and I will see you all again next week. Much love. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.